Shalom Aleichem, I hope everyone's doing well. Before I begin, I just want to say a big thank you, a big yisher kach to Avi Weinberg for organizing this whole Chazar Chabura. The Mishnah on Tesfav HaMabez starts off Chamisha Tamen v'Chamisha Muadin. List the five Tamen, the five Muadin. And then after that list, it says there are a couple of animals, the Zev, Ari, Adov, and Namar, v'Abarilas, v'Anachash. These are all the Muadin. Rabbi Elazar says only when they're not domesticated, and the Nachash is always a Muad. So that will be an exception to his opinion beforehand. After a long back and forth, the Gemara concludes on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the wide lines, that there is a lot of chisurei machzoros, and the Mishnah should really be read as follows. There are five tamen that can become muadin. We know after three times, the tam, the shor goes from a tam to a muad. That is a machlokes in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Kimon Beis. However, shein v'regel, or muadin mitchilasan. When it comes to the shor muad, shomer b'torah, that is the shor muad that goes from tam to muad. And it's not Muad Mitzchilasan. So that shor is the different types of Karen, because Karen is the only one of the Arbavos that has a chiluk between Tam and Muad. The Mishnah continues that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan, as we'll see in the next parak. Those are Gemaras that deal with Dayo, about Shor HaMazik, Bishus HaNizak. The Mishnah then lists the other types of Muadim, such as the miscellaneous animals we listed before. Rabbi Elazar points out, though, when the Mishnah says that an animal is not muad for Ravitza, Ravitza, we know from Daf Beis and Beis, is a tolda of Karen, that's only by large kalim. However, by small kalim, it's perfectly normal, and any damage would be muad mitrilasa, just like regel. And since we compare it to regel, we say all the rules of regel apply to it, such as it would be putter in a Rishus HaRabim, but it'll be chayav nezek shalem in Rishus HaNizak. The Gemara then says three ways of how we interpret this discussion, but we all arrive at the same maskana of the chiluk of pachim ketanim, pachim gedolim. The Mishnah listed a bunch of animals that are muadin, muadin mitchilasan. One of these was the Bartilus, and the Gemara tries to figure out what exactly is the Bartilus. Seemingly, the Gemara concludes, is a female species of the Afa, which the Talmud of Yad Ali translates as a hyena. Shmuel qualifies, going on to Tes Zayin Amud Beis, that a lion is a muad only if it tore up its prey and ate it on the spot. It tore up its prey and it took it back to its lair to eat it, but not if it pounced upon it and ate it alive. Nachum Bar Yisrael clarifies this to mean that it's normal when the lion tears up and kills its prey only if it's to store it, or if the lion pounced on it and ate it alive on the spot. Ravina says that Shmuel is talking about only a domesticated lion, and within Chita's Rabbi Lazar, the Mishnah, that a lion, one of the animals that we listed above, is not muad when it's b'nei tarbus, when it's domesticated. However, the Gemara concludes that Ravina's interpretation has some weaknesses to it, and the Gemara ends on Akasha. The next Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, very concise. The difference between a Tam and Muad is Tam pays Chatzi Nezek Migufa, whereas Muad pays Nezek Shai Min Aliyah. And when the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, Min Aliyah? Aliyah means the choice of properties, and we see a similar interpretation of the word Aliyah by the Kvura of Chizkiyahu, where it says, V'akrivu b'mayla kivrei b'nei David, and the Mayla is Me'ulim Shev Mishpacha, meaning David and Shoma. Now the Gemara goes on to Olagata, talking about more of the Kru of Chizkiyahu, brings Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rosh Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. That's more of a side point. And then the Gemara goes on a tangent to discuss other Machlokes in Agata between Rabbi Elazar and Rosh Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. One of these is the Pasuk of Kikaru, that Yirmiyahu Hanavi is saying that he was put in a pit. What does that mean? So there's a machlokes whether it's talking that the people suspected him of sleeping with a married woman or with a zona. And that the Gemara ultimately concludes that he was actually in a pit, he was thrown in a pit filled with plaster, and he was left there to die. And then Yirmiyahu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that these people threw him in the pit, that even when they try to do good deeds, even when they give tzedakah, it should go to people who aren't worthy so that they don't get credit for doing the good deeds. Going back to the Misa, the Kavura of Chizkiyahu, the Gemara going from the bottom of Tazayin and Beis to Yadzayin and Aleph talks about the yeshiva they set up by Iskever and how they, the kavod they gave to Chizkiyahu by putting the Sefer Torah on and saying this is what he did or this is what he taught. And then the Gemara asks a very fundamental machlokes. What is better, learning Torah or doing mitzvahs? We know Gadol Talmud Torah, Shad Talmud leave it, maybe lead it Maisa. And this is a raya that Maisa will be greater than Talmud. So it's a lokasha hal migmar halag murei. The shita that says that learning is greater, that's when it comes to teaching. Teaching gets others to do, so it's more of a mila. And then the second best after teaching is doing, and only then is learning, because learning is only a means to doing, or to teaching, which is to get other people to do. The Gemara ends off with the Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rashbi, analyzing the pasuk that we saw all the way on Daf Gimel Beis on Beis Gimel and Aleph. Ashreichem zorei akamayim shachay regel hashor rechamor. So what does this mean? That kol osek b'torah gmilus chasadim uvigmilus chasadim zochel nachla shnei shvatim. Shenem ashreichem zorei vein zriel tzedakah. So the Gemara says that one who does tzedakah, which is the Zriya, and Torah, which is the Mayim, as you know, Hawaii called Tzamei L'chul Mayim, so they get the Nachla of two Shvatim, namely of Yosef and Yisachar. Yosef, we know, is compared to the shore, B'chor Shara Hadar Lo, and also the Pasuk by Yaakov, that Pasuk is by Moshe, and Zasarecha, this Pasuk is by Yaakov, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Aleayin, Banos Sa'ada Aleishor, and Yisachar is compared to donkey, because the pasuk says by Yaakov Yisachar Chamor Gorem. So the Gemara concludes that one who does one who learns and gives tzedakah, which is the epitome of chesed. That's what the Gemara said before. Zaru lachem tzedakah v'kitzu lefi chesed. So Gemara says that the one who learns and does chesed merits the nachla of Yosef, which is either glory or the downfall of his enemies, and the Nachla Yisachar, which is either wealth or wisdom, and for everyone in the Chabura who went all the way so far, Hadran Alach, Arba Avos, a big Yashar Karach to everyone.